Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome aboard our friend across the ditch, Phil Duncan from WeatherWatch New Zealand. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Now, what's our weather like coming up for, well, post-Easter here in April 2026? What's it looking like this year?
Well, I've been looking at the long-range weather maps, and it's not very often that for 2 weeks of weather, you've got basically the same forecast for every single day. It is mostly east to southeast winds and a few showers, but mostly dry. It's a fairly dry forecast and pretty mild. Temperatures into the mid to upper 20s during the day, and overnight lows around about 18 or 19 degrees. So it's fairly pleasant, really, but it might be leaning a bit dry for some places as we go through the next couple of weeks.
And how long do you anticipate this model continuing for?
Well, it might go right through April, although we are seeing a fair amount of energy up in the tropics at the moment. Do expect another tropical cyclone next weekend for Easter weekend. That's expected to be around Vanuatu and New Caledonia. It might affect Norfolk Island, it might affect New Zealand, and I have seen one update that actually took it in to the southeast corner of Queensland, but that was only one update out of, you know, 10 that said it would be more towards New Zealand. So there's a little bit of a risk maybe in the second week of April that there could be a tropical cyclone coming towards Queensland. At the moment, though, that risk is much greater for the New Zealand area.
And we should never discount various models, because every now and then one of those weirdo little models that pop them and say, yeah, it's going to hit Brisbane, actually happens. May not happen, as
you say.
Yeah,
well, I mean, with Cyclone Narelle, you know, I saw the computer modeling before the storm had even formed. There were a couple of days of updates that showed Perth being hit by the cyclone before it even had formed around Queensland. And then the models changed and it dismissed that. Then it came back again. Sometimes these very long-range models do pick up on something. And then for the next week, they don't. And they come back to it later on. And that's why forecasts can sometimes be a little bit hard to lock in long range. But yeah, there is definitely, I would say, a high risk of a tropical cyclone forming around Vanuatu next weekend. But whether or not that has any sort of impact for Queensland, I would say it's only about a 20% chance at this stage.
A 20% chance. We don't throw it away, but we just be mindful of it. That's what we do.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and the rest of the month, pretty much dry southeast winds, pretty much?
I mean, can go out to about the middle of April with some sort of accuracy. And there's just a fair bit of high pressure coming in to the south. It's moving a little further northwards, which is what it does as we go into the dry season coming up soon for tropical areas. And so we're just in that transition moment. So you tend to get perhaps fewer big rain events during this moment. But being autumn, you know, which is really strongly developing further to the south now, you never know. There could be a southerly that comes in and sparks some heavier thunderstorms or something. But at this stage, it's looking probably fairly settled. Unless, of course, one of those tropical storms ends up drifting closer to you.
I concur with all that you've said. We've noticed a fairly dramatic drop in temperature from 30, 31, 32 down to 27, almost in the last couple of days. It just dropped. And we had a 12 degrees overnight one night. Now it's settling around that 17, 18 mark. So it's concurring with everything you're saying. So,
The tropical boundary that we look at to see how hot and humid it gets, that is, for the next couple of weeks, that has gone the furthest north it's been in several months. So it is now north of Cairns. Okay. It's a long way north. Whereas during summer, that was sometimes down on the southern coastline of Australia. So it's gone right to the other, you know, back to the north in a much bigger way than maybe it normally would at this time of the year, influenced by airflows more towards the Tasman Sea rather than the Coral Sea.
I want to wish you a very, very happy Easter. All the blessings to you, and hope that life goes well after thereafter.
You too. Thank you very much.
And that's been Phil Duncan. Of course, you can always catch all this stuff on our podcast at 1015fm.com.au.